minister is the Holy Spirit of God to you. Thus says the Holy Spirit of God to you. And I hold you, and I place my hand, my right hand over your head, to cover you from the storms of life. I am your purification. I am your sanctification. I am your hope. The reason why you live. Now lift up your eyes and look at me. For I will go with you all the way. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. My presence will go with you in your going out and your coming in. From all your idols will I cleanse you. From all your fallings, yet will I hold your hands again and raise you and walk with you, yet in a new way. Will you know that I am merciful and that I am love, and in me that there is no enmity at all? I go ahead of you. Yes, I told you, and I tell you yet again, that I go ahead of you, and that may I make a smooth path where you will walk. And I will cause you to walk because of me, and the world is yet to see a wonder that is yet to come out of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, your grace covers everybody who is seated under this tent. As the communications of your spirit come, I pray, Lord, that you will bless our hearts tonight. We honor you, Lord. We are grateful. We are humbled by your mercies. Your blessings are ever new. Your mercy is ever new every morning. We thank you for the blood. It's something that we can run to for cleansing every time. Lord, we bless you and honor you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Glory! Amen. Glory! Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. We are grateful. Where's my Bible? Hey, okay, you're giving me the book as well. All right. Hallelujah. Greet someone, tell them I love you. It's cold, but I am your warmth. Eh? You can rely on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is amazing, eh? There's a song that's playing in my spirit, but I cannot sing it. Eh? In the year 2019, I went to Arua Hill during that time, eh? And I just sat. Why? I was hungry. Are you getting me? Have you ever been to a place where you're hungry and you don't have a coin in your pocket? Eh? Are you getting me? Eh? And you're like, And the Lord is telling you, I will never leave you and not forsake you. We have been to places. I was seated there on the hill, one hungry fella, very looking miserable, walking in the streets of Arua. Nobody knows you and they really don't want to know. Are you getting me? And you're like, God, see, you are tired. Not even one came in your pocket to pick a border. You are tired, and there are all these guys cruising in these nice cars, eh? And then they flush their water on you. Are you getting me? And you're like, God, what's happening to us? And he was like, you wait. Just wait, walk with me. I remember sitting on that hill, and there's a particular time it appeared as though the world is closing in. I was like, okay, now this is it. This is just the end of it. Here, today we are done. Are you getting me? You guys have not reached crossroads yet. See, that's why when we tell you that as long as you walk with God, anything can happen. Anything can happen anytime. Hallelujah. The Lord was telling me about Koinonia and then, God, I get humbled when I see the WhatsApp, when I see the messengers, and I see the messages of people giving thanks for the sermons and the good reports. They bless my heart, but still I don't hand myself to people, eh? Because I know men change, eh? I rather walk with God. Hallelujah, eh? Can give me nice testimonies and all that, I'll be motivated. Thank you, Lord, you're doing something, but I'll not commit myself. See, eh? The Bible says Jesus arrived to a place where he could not commit himself to men. Why? Because men change. He knew that. Hallelujah. Anyway, that's a bonus. Now, our communications have been around Jesus Christ. Did you realize that? Around the finished works of the Christ. That's last week. Those of you who didn't get that sermon, please go and download it. I began to give us a revelation of the blood of Jesus and even Easter. Now, it was an instruction from the Lord. Listen, I can teach you spiritual things. I could teach you a lot of principles, a lot of mysteries in the spirit, how that the Lord has vested his power in his laws and principles. But listen, you can learn those things and not produce a lot of results. Are you getting me? Without the revelations of the Christ. Because Christianity is nothing without Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me? At the center of it all, you must see him. At the center of what? See, a lot of people, this is where men fail in warfare. Spiritual, this thing they call warfare. They think they are the ones fighting it. That's an error. Listen. Everything must sit around Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He must be your defense. He must be your backup. He must be the essence of your spirituality. Spirituality, please listen, minus the Christ, minus the finished works of Jesus, is witchcraft. Is what? Listen, you can labor. I'm saying this is where Christianity becomes a burden. A lot of people just see a lot of regulations. Do this, do that, don't. It becomes a burden. Why? Because they think that they are the ones doing it. Hallelujah. Christianity does not start with a big do. It starts with a big done. It starts by resting. You first rest before you walk. Hallelujah. Please follow me now. Follow me now. Listen, this thing even you call spiritual warfare, you are just taking your position. But the real powers that are working the thing, it's not you fighting. Oh, there are real powers in the spirit realm that are now acting according to the energy you're dispensing. Those are, it's Christ. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. These are mysteries that take place in the back end, which you know nothing about. Hallelujah. So now you can come to the place of confrontation basing on Christ as your foundation. See, anyway, I am going there. Go ahead and pray 1 minute. You'll be blessed tonight. Help us tonight, Holy Spirit of God. if you don't help us, where will our assistance come from? Help us tonight. Your advantage, help us tonight. Help us tonight. Hallelujah. Donald, turn that thing this side a little bit, just in between a bit, just a bit. Thank you. I just wanted to hear myself. Now, you see, I began to show us the power in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I told you how that death thrives where there is sin. Hallelujah. And that sin is manufactured from the sinful nature. Hallelujah. Now, if we can stop sin, we can stop death. Okay? And if we can stop the sin, if we can do away with the sinful nature, we can stop sin actually. You get it? So, I showed you the blood of Jesus, how that the soul that sinneth it shall die. But that the blood in the spirit realm is used for cleansing. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22 that almost all things are cleansed by the blood, and that without the shedding of blood there is no remission. Hallelujah. So that in any case you find yourself in a situation where there is an error and that there is a voice of judgment speaking against you, you can invoke the blood, and that the blood leads to the forgiveness, the remission, the wiping away of the sin. And then you are brought, first of all, you are freed from the evil that will have come by the reason of that sin. And secondly, whenever there is sin, there is already, and you know, God doesn't have fellowship with sin. That's the reason why every time you make something goes wrong with you, where they sin, you feel as if there's a presence that you've lost. Eh? You just feel like there's that guilt that begins to enter, the accusations of Satan, and there's a certain glorious presence of God that just disappears. Hallelujah. So the remedy for that is the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But then the problem is here. Listen. The blood can wash away your sins, but it cannot wash away the sinner. Kaduria koskia tahaya. It can wash what? But it cannot wash away. The nature cannot be washed. Are you seeing? That's the reason why you can sin now and cry, plead the blood of Jesus, Father, the blood was shed for me. And listen, while Christ was on the cross, he poured, he took the punishment for your sins. Hallelujah. He shed his blood so that you may be forgiven. So every time you really can invoke that blood and you're forgiven. Hallelujah. But next time, you will sin again. Hallelujah. You will cry for the blood and then sin again. And then it's a vicious circle, eh? Or what? Sinning, Father, oh, now forgive me, see, the blood, and okay, it's done, eh? And then again, yeah? And then again, can't I get delivered from this thing once and for all? Hallelujah. Why? Because, see, the blood washes the sins, but still the factory is there. Are you getting me? The factory is you. The problem is spiritual. Are you getting me? The problem is you. I showed you how that nature was inherited It's hereditary. Every man by default was born what? A sinner. So as a result, he just manufactures this thing, and then, oh, the blood of Jesus is like a baby. It's like a baby who has a running stomach. Eh? Are you getting me? Eh? And then diarrheas, and then because of that smelly body, you bring the baby to the father, eh? And then he cuts a corner. Eh? Glory to God. Eh? He doesn't want to come near. Are you hearing me? Eh? And see, death flies come near. Eh? And daddy runs away. You get it? Eh? Now you see, you can pick water and wash the what? The baby. But still, it will happen again. Wash. Happen again. Why? The problem is the stomach. Get it? If you don't treat the stomach, you will continue doing what? Washing. Are you following me? So that's really what the blood of Jesus can do. Of course, it's very, very, and the use of the blood of Jesus, by the way, it's a daily thing. It's not like something you call once and, no. Its effectiveness is every day. You will need it every day. You need to plead it every single day. Are you getting me? Now, today I want to give you something called the mystery of the new creation. Kaili Karia Satan. Ah! I'm already excited by just mentioning that. The mystery of the new creation. Hallelujah. Second Corinthians chapter 5. Today is the teaching anointing, so you can expect that will be gentle. It's just going to be gentle, but it will enter you. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. The Bible says, if any man, this is not Rabbi Daniel speaking, it's your Bible which is in your hands. And the Bible is the infallible word of God. It's not a lie, it's true. That's God trying to tell you. So I want you to personalize it. If any man be in Christ, is a what? If any man, consolate, be in Christ is what? Rebecca, if any man be in Christ is what? You have not yet gotten there. Get there and read it. We're waiting for you, huh?
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is a new creation.
Hallelujah. And it says, behold, all things are what? It says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. Eh? Now you have a problem with that scripture. Hallelujah. Eh? Are you getting me? Eh? Ah. But how are all things new? Okay, don't worry. Just follow me. Listen. If any man be in Christ, is what? A new creation. Let's go to the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 15. Yeah. Galatians 5:15. What does it say?
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature.
Katuria koskataya liasaya. Are you getting me? Look. Oh, God help me. Please speak in tongues 1 minute. Just go ahead and speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Kai, I'm excited already. Go ahead and speak in tongues. Shala karia sotia bahasia. Lembra haskido siata hasia. Reshka taskido bahasia tomai. Manroska toskido bahasia tosia. Help us tonight, Lord, we bless you. Help us tonight. Ah! Hallelujah. See, he tells you, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Eh? The word new creation is a new thing. Hallelujah. Now, here he comes and he tells you, for in Christ. Hallelujah. For in Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but the new creation. Hallelujah. That here in Christ, look at, this is Paul telling you that the only thing that matters in Christ is the what? New creation. That God is much more concerned about the new creation. Hallelujah. He says those religious practices of what and what and what, all those things, he says, are wasting your time. Hallelujah. He says they don't avail much. Circumcision, are you circumcised? Are you this? Kali, are you baptized? Okay, I'm not saying baptism is, those are spiritual ordinances. Eh? But he says all these other things here, they don't avail much. Hallelujah. But the most important thing in this other realm called in Christ is the what? The new. So pay attention to that word new creation. Why? Because God is so concerned about him. Now, before we understand who the new creation is, I want us to do some little thing on the anatomy of man. Eh? Let's go and study the old creation. So that when we come to the new creation, we will appreciate. Hallelujah. Eh? Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Genesis. Help us tonight, Holy Spirit of God. I trust that you're helping us. The breaking of bread. Break the bread, O Lord, and cause our eyes to see. Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 7. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. This is the teaching anointing again. There's nothing fiery about it. It's just going to be slow today. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. The Bible says,
and the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. And breathed into him life, and he was man. His nostrils, the breath of life, and the man became a living soul.
Hallelujah. That scripture alone, listen. Genesis chapter 1 verse, wait, Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, we see that the Bible tells us how that God made man in his own image and likeness, right? Let us make man in our own image and likeness. That man who was made in the image of God and in the likeness of God was a spirit. Hallelujah. He existed where? In God. Hallelujah. That Adam was not yet manifested. Why? The law of territory does not allow anything to function on this earth without having, having a body. Hallelujah, I already taught you guys that. So for man to be able to, that man God had created in his own image and likeness, who was a spirit being, for him to interact and have dominion over this earth, he needed a body which was made from the elements of the earth. Are you following me? So that Adam existed, but he existed where? In God. Are you getting me? So this is it now. He was a spirit being. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible tells us that here, God now makes his body. You know, I love something about God. When it comes to always man, he can bend low. Eh? Hallelujah. Eh? Something special you must know. A God can always This is the question, why, this is the reason why David reaches a certain place and he asks, but what is man that thou art mindful of him? A son of man, that thou crowns him with glory. Now see, imagine God bending down and then making the body of man from the dust of the ground. Hallelujah. Now I told you that dust is not only soil. The word dust of the ground there means the elements, the components of the earth. And I told you how that according to the law of reflection, we can know that the hair of man was made from grass. It's in the similitude of grass. You slash it, it grows again. You slash it and it grows again. And the bones of man was made from rocks. Hallelujah. That's the reason why when a man dies, you bury him. Every other thing rots, but the bones remain. Are you hearing me? And the body, of course, came from the ground. It always goes to that. And the eyes were made from water. Hallelujah. Law of reflection. Anyway, that's not for today. I didn't want to go there. Hallelujah. Now, see, he makes man from the dust of the ground. He creates. Hallelujah. Now, you need to understand there's nobody who can create except God. Men can manufacture, men can make, men can do, can form, can mold, can fashion, but to create is the word bara, which means creating, calling things which are not as though they were. You create without any raw material. We can only manipulate, but we cannot really create anything. The creating ability is only tied to the God dimension. Hallelujah. Now, see, this is God. He makes man, he molds him, and then I like the way the Hebrew puts it. It's like he kneels down. The body is there lying. He has made the body. The body is there lying, lifeless. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says he breathes. He actually puts his mouth and his nose, his mouth into the nostrils of man and breathes in him. Hallelujah. And man becomes a living being. The Bible says a living soul. I will again explain that. Hallelujah. So this man becomes, now that was depositing the man who was in the spirit realm, where? Into the body. The moment that spiritual Adam entered into the body, something happened, because the spirit gives life. Are you getting me? That's the reason why when your spirit journeys out of your body, you're already a dead man. The body is lifeless. Are you following me? So he released the spirit, who is the real you, inside that body. And the resultant of it was, God, these are difficult things to explain sometimes. See, the result of it is you got a soul, okay? The soul was a byproduct of the spirit entering the body. Are you getting me? It's more of like, this is tea leaves and this is hot water. The moment I pick my tea bag and put it in the hot water, the result is something which is tea, which is a mixer of tea leaves and water. Are you getting me? It's like getting a liquid and then getting dye and pouring the dye into that liquid. I don't know, it may be water, and the bath of it, it gives birth to something called ink, which is a combination of both the dye and the... Hallelujah. So when the spirit entered the body, there's an in-between layer called the soul. Now, the soul is in between the body and the spirit. It relates with both. Now, the spirit was designed to be connected to the realm of God, the spirit realm. Hallelujah. That's the reason why in every man who exists upon the face of this earth, whether they are born again or not, there is a hunger for the supernatural, and everybody's wired like that automatically. Are you getting me? They may not understand it, but they just believe. That's the reason why unbelievers can consult witch doctors. They know that there is something divine. That communication is in your spirit, man. Why? The Lord designed the spirit of man to interact with. Are you following me? Now, listen. Your spirit is God conscious. Your soul is self conscious. Your body is world conscious. Your spirit tends Godwards. Your soul is self, and your body is. Are you getting me? Your body is obvious. It cannot be, it can be touched. Hallelujah. Come, Tina. See, Tina, I can touch Tina's body. Are you getting me? Her body is so obvious. All of us are seeing. Are you getting me? Now, how do you touch the natural, that realm? Your eyes, the five senses, were given for man to interact with his environment. Are you getting me? You can feel right now is cold. If it was hot, you could feel that. So feeling is in this realm. And your eyes can see that it's raining. So you relate with the world. Your ears can hear. You see your five senses. Are you getting me? But there's another part to Tina that I can touch without... Tina, stand there. Are you hearing me? I can touch it without touching her. I could just simply tell her, Tina, I love you so much. Eh? Are you getting me? Eh? And all of a sudden she's excited, oh my God, he loves me. You get it? Eh? And then I could also touch her by giving her some wrong information. Eh? Are you getting me? Eh? The other worker friend died. And then you see her crying. I've never beaten her. I didn't pinch her. Are you getting me? Why? I've reached the soul. Are you getting me? But the spirit of man is beyond that. You don't feel your spirit by emotions. The only thing that can show you your spirit is the word of God. Please sit. Clap for her. Hallelujah. So then, your body is obvious. Hallelujah. But your soul, what is your soul? Your soul is the seat of your personality. It's what makes you you. It's what makes you different from this one, and this one different from this. All of us, that the seat of your personality is your soul. It's made of three components. It's majorly three components. Your mind, your reasoning faculty is in the dimensions in your soulish realm. Hallelujah. Your mind. And then your emotions. And then your decision. I will go. I will not go. Okay, I am sad. I am happy. All that is yet the soulish realm. Are you getting me? Beyond that realm, there's the spirit realm. God, I don't know why, but is somebody getting me? Now, see, First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Father, help us. Our time is running out. Lord, help us. Okay, First Thessalonians. It's First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Paul says, And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Are you seeing the holy there with W? That means the whole of you, holy. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit now is showing you the whole of you, the tripartite nature. Your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's one scripture in the whole Bible that shows you the tripartite nature of man. Hallelujah. Now listen, that man God created was perfect. Hallelujah. But until the fall happened in the book of Genesis chapter 3, I will not go there again. Are you getting me? Where he picked a nature that is antagonistic to God. He picked a nature that is what? Antagonistic. The moment, listen, this is a man who knew the presence of God in his spirit. Hallelujah. And the order is always supposed to be like that. Spirit, so God interacts with you in the spirit, and by the help of your soul, through your soul, you now use your body to cause changes in the world. That's how God works. He works from inside. Are you following me? So God created one of the essence of the spirit of man was meant that he should receive instructions from God through it. And then also know the presence of God through it. And now, the spirit was meant to be the boss and the soul, the driver, and the body, the vehicle. So the instructions of God comes where the word of God comes to the spirit, and the soul submits to the spirit. And because the soul is the decision making faculty, the moment that one rebels, there's nothing God can even do. Hallelujah. It's the one that is always struggling, when they tell you there's a kapati and you're like, where should I go? Where should I not go? Are you getting me, that again always takes place there. Now I show you the truth. After the fall, the moment God told Adam, "You are not going to eat of this thing. If you eat, for that day you eat, you will surely die." When Adam actually ate, he died. Hallelujah. But where did he die? He died in the first where? In the spirit. Hallelujah. He died where? In the spirit. His spirit, that's where the death took place. Now, what is that death? What is that thing you call spiritual death? It's not like he does not have a spirit. It's not like his spirit ceased to exist. Hallelujah. Only that the presence of God left his what? Spirit. Hallelujah. As far as his communion with God is concerned, there was an abortion. There was a cutoff. Are you getting me? So now, as far as God is concerned, he became inactive. His spirit can be active to other things, but as far as God is concerned, is what? That's the reason why witch doctors are spiritual people. Are you getting me? Their spirit is still a door to other spirits, but not to God. Ah! Are you following me? So listen, their spirit is cut off from God. Now that is the highest form of death. Why? Listen, when God designed man, listen, everything you are made from, you must be sustained by the material. Listen, the habitation of fish is what? water. If you remove fish from water, what happens? These trees came from the ground. If you remove them, what happened? Equally, you came from God. The moment that connection, that synchronization is aborted, something goes wrong. Are you following me? So the spirit of man came from God. That's the reason why in every man there is a certain hunger. They may not explain it, but listen. So men became spiritually dead, no communication with. So that spirit of man became darkened. Are you getting me? So he became a tool of the devil. Now the absence of God introduced a sinner's nature. Are you getting me? The dark, the nature that only knows wrong things. Hallelujah. Now listen, that's the reason why the new creation is going to be very important. Hallelujah. Because without salvation, what happens is, listen, that man, the old man is present inside, and that old man cannot please God. He cannot what? He cannot have fellowship with God. He cannot please God. That's the reason why these stupid things going out there. No, let's just do good and you enter. No, if it's not new creation, it has nothing to do with God. The life of God is in it. It will never see heaven. Are you getting me? There's no connection between it and God. God, it can even do, listen. It can. There's a form of religion. That's the reason why Paul tells you in Christ, uncircumcision or circumcision does not avail much. The issue is the new creation. Hallelujah. The old creation can behave. Hallelujah. It can what?
Behave.
It can even do good. Do you know that? It can give to the poor. It can give to the poor. It can even be so religious. Hallelujah. It can even serve in church. It's true. It can sit here. It can be so religious. Some form of godliness. Holy Spirit, help me. I don't know. See, that old creation, there's not God. Even listen, you can be educated, you can do everything you want to do. You cannot repair the old creation by education. You can do everything morally right, but as long as that old creation has not been taken out and the new creation come in play, it's just a joke. Hallelujah. Because God only relates with the new creation where? In Christ. This is the reason why being born again is very important. Hallelujah. So now Adam picked that nature. First he picked it in the spirit, and then over time, you know, death begins to grow. It begins to grow in his soul. Now, because this one here becomes a tool of the devil, it begins to affect his soul. And then that death finds opportunity, because now all this thing that the sinner that nature is producing is just corruption. What happens is that the body of man was meant to be immortal. Are you getting me? It was designed in a certain way. But the moment sin entered, it picked now. It was meant to be immortal. It picked a mortal. It now, the body became corrupted by that decree for that day. you eat, you will surely die. Now, the death which was in Adam stayed over 900 years. That shows you that that death God decreed was spiritual. Then it began to spread. Now, look at our lifespan now. Over time, there's an effect of that thing. Are you getting me? So it begins to spread in the spirit, and it begins to affect his what? Soul. Now, the way men think, there's no God in the way they think. Are you getting me? The way their emotions, there's no room even to shed a single tear because of God. Until the new creation comes into play. Are you getting me? So even the body began to become now prone to sicknesses. It became something that can now die. Are you following me? The old creation. Let's read Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. No, let's start with chapter 2. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Help us. Help us, Lord. Ephesians, who is there? Are we there? Chapter 2. Let's read a verse. Somebody read for me. Verse 2, verse 1, you start from verse 1, chapter 2, verse 1,
And you are quickened, who were dead in trespasses, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and whereby nature the children of wrath, even as others.
Are you getting me? This was the state of you before you became born again. Hallelujah. Why? Because you see how you used not to make, you could do something wrong and then you defend it, and you really the word I'm sorry is not that there's no even feeling of any pity. You know that kind of hard-heartedness, that, how do I explain it? That is it. Paul is saying all of us were like that. We walked according to that way, and everyone was a toy of the devil, the prince of the air. Are you getting me? For you think you are the one doing it, but there's actually a spirit working in you to do and to will, according to his own good pleasure. Are you getting me? So you were on a remote control. Are you following me? Now, even this corruption enters and causes the soul to be rebellious and steps further in the body and manifests as sicknesses and all these kind of things. All these things started where? In the spirit. It started in the spirit. Therefore, the first Adam gave birth to children who had what? That nature. The Bible says through the disobedience of one man, sin did what? Through the disobedience of one man. Hallelujah. Now, let's read Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Again, there's something that happens every time you read the scriptures yourself. Aha. Let's see. Romans chapter 5, verse 12, the Bible says,
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
You see? Uh-huh. Let's go to 19.
As by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, we receive this nature from where? Adam. Are you hearing me? So the small kid is not stubborn because he's just stubborn. Eh? The thing is way deeper than just his actions. His action is just a manifestation proving to us that there's something wrong with what? This kid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, that nature is not washed by the blood. The blood cannot wash it. The blood can cleanse away the mistakes it has made. But when it comes to that nature, it must do what? Die. It must do what?
Die.
It must die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It came by birth. So if it comes by birth, it must go out by what? When something is born, for it to exist, it is exit. What does it do?
Dies.
Hallelujah. So you became a sinner by birth. So you can only be delivered from it by what? Oh, boy, I love the word of God. I just love these things. Are you hearing me? You came by birth. That nature came in you by birth. So it can only go out by? Oh, da, da, da. I want to show you. When Jesus was on that cross, he was not only the Lamb of God. No! No, 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 no. He was not only the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Listen. He was punished for your sins. Are you getting me? Eh? There's the forgiveness. He shed his blood for the forgiveness of your sins. There was that punishment. There was that atoning that needed all your sins to be wiped away yet. But not only so. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Libra hasia toskia bahania. First Corinthians chapter 15. Okay, let's begin from in verse 44. He was talking about the spiritual body and the natural body, eh? The corruptible and the incorruptible. Let's read from 44. Uh-huh.
And so it is written. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul.
Mm.
The last Adam was made a quickening spirit.
Ah! Wait! Wait! There's a key there. Listen. There's a key there. There's the first Adam, the one who sinned. Hallelujah. And then they are telling us of a last Adam. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that last Adam was Jesus. Are you getting me? There's not the second Adam, no! The last what?
Adam.
So, as the last Adam, he picks all the mistakes of the first Adam and brings it and crucifies it on the cross. Are you getting me? Kai, help us, Lord. Now, this one, I don't know why I can. Anyway, let there be an impartation, Spirit of God. Listen to me. Listen. Did you know that He picked you? He picked all of us. Hallelujah. Listen, the Bible says in the book of, I think the last verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he begins to tell us that he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, that we may become the righteousness of God. Next week, I'll teach you the law of exchange. I'll teach you something about the exchange. Now, listen, This is what happens. God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now listen, God picks us all, every sinner in the world, and puts him where? On Christ. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, there are mysteries. It was by a tree that the first Adam fell. It will be by a tree that the second Adam, the last Adam, redeems men. Are you getting me? It was in the garden after partaking of the tree that the Holy Spirit of God left the first Adam. Okay, he lost the presence of God. Let me just put it that way. It will be on this tree that this one will cry, my God, why have thou forsaken me? In between there is a mystery I need to teach about. I need to find time and I teach about. Now listen, while he is on the cross, it's a declaration in the spirit realm. The Lord picks everybody, that includes, he picks you, the sinner, and puts him in Christ. And then Christ is what? Crucified. You were crucified. The old man was crucified where? In Christ. The old man was crucified where? In Christ. So the cross is in between the old creation and the new creation. So from Adam here, sinners. So God sums everything up and it's nailed on the cross. Are you getting me? Now, on that cross, at the resurrection, when I talk about the cross, I am talking about not only the tree, I'm talking about the entirety of that process, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, his death, until the tomb, that we call it the cross in theology. Just, it would have been called, I'm not a theology student, but that's what I know. It's that whole process of redemption. Are you getting me? So Christ takes us, and then the old man actually dies on the cross and is buried with Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ, the Bible says, let's read the next verse from there. The Bible says, and so it was written, the first Adam was made a living soul, and the last Adam a quickening, the word quickening there, life-giving spirit. Mark that word, life-giving spirit, a quickening spirit. Mark it. And the Bible says, howbeit that was not the first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards the spiritual. Now, verse 37, the first man is of the earth, the second man is the Lord from heaven. Hallelujah. The first man, the second man, the first Adam, the last Adam, the first Adam, the last Adam, the first man, the second. So listen, don't mix those things, please. These are very difficult things to explain. I have left out almost everybody now. Go ahead and pray in tongues. I've left out almost everybody. These are very, very simple things, but difficult to articulate in human languages. But the Lord will give you a mind to understand. You will have the spirit to understand. Hallelujah. Now follow me. Jesus Christ is the last Adam. As the last Adam, His role was to pick everything of the first Adam and nail it to the cross. Hallelujah. And his office as the second man begins after the cross, at the resurrection. Hallelujah. He now becomes the leader of a certain dangerous men and women. Are you getting me? He gave rise to a certain incorruptible species of men. Hallelujah. Now, let me show you how that is activated. Let me show you how the fact is right now. I told you how that Jesus already died for the sins of the whole world, but there are many people going to hell. How you activate that possibility is by accepting that he was raised from the dead and by calling him Lord over your life. Are you getting me? You enter into the history of Christ. Why? Because what he did 2,000 years ago was eternal in its working. That means it goes in the history of man, and then it also goes in the future of what? Man. The old man of your unborn children is already on the cross, but it will not work by default. They must come here and become born again and activate it themselves. Hallelujah. Now see, for you to enter that possibility, two things happen at a go. I'm going to show you. Let's go to the book of Romans still and show you something very important. Romans. Okay. Romans chapter. Where is that scripture where the Bible says, Is it chapter 11? Just a moment. These are very interesting things for you to know. Oh boy, I'm looking for this scripture. It's in the book of Romans where the Bible gives us the procedure of salvation. Aha, let's go to Romans chapter 10. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Chapter 10, verse 9. The Bible says, "And if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be what?" Are you getting me? That's how they activate that possibility. Are you getting me? That first you must confess the what? The Lord Jesus. And the second procedure is to believe that God raised him from the dead. Now let me show you why we believe that God raised him from the dead. You can just lead a person in salvation. If you miss this procedure, it's tricky. But by telling them to confess that God raised him from the dead. Why God raised him from the dead? If you believe that God raised him from the dead, you believe that he died. Are you getting me? But you may believe that he died and believe that you may choose to refuse to believe that. The Muslims believe that Jesus died. Did you know that? But they refuse to believe that God raised him from the dead. So the secret is hidden there. If you believe that God raised him from the dead, that means you believe that he died already. Are you following me? So, this is it. He went to the cross, and then on that cross, he took all of us and included us in him, the old man was included in him. Now, it was crucified. Now, that is a fact, but it doesn't work like that. You can actually, it is an objective reality, but for you to make it your reality, what happens is you confess the Lord Jesus. The Lord. That word Lord is very important. And that God raised him from the dead. Why? It's that raising. He died and sent out everything of Adam and crucified it on the cross. And then behind the cross, beyond the cross, there's a new life he rose up with. Hallelujah. So when you come and confess, you actually come to the cross. Hallelujah. Eh? And then it's where the transaction does it. Now you receive the new life, and then the other one is exchanged. Hallelujah. It's hung on, it's left on the cross, and then you receive a new life in you. Are you getting me? Now, the disciples actually believe they were not born again. The disciples were not born again until when? After the resurrection of Jesus. Did you know that? They had believed Jesus to be Lord, but they had not believed him to be what? Raised from the dead. Let's go to it's actually in the book of John chapter 20 that they became born again. Let's go there. Let's just go there. John chapter 20, huh? Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. After Jesus' resurrection, John chapter 20. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Are you people understanding me? The Bible says in John chapter 20, verse 21, and Jesus said unto them again, peace be unto you. As the Father sent me, so sent I you. This is after they are gathered in a room and he appears. And when he had said this, he breathed into them. This is the, listen to me. The new life is created in you by the Holy Spirit. Eh? He breathed and he said, the same way the breath was done in the first man. Are you getting me? Receive the what? The Holy Spirit. Are you getting me? That's when they became born again. Why? Because all this while they had known him to be Lord. But it's after the resurrection that they could now see and know, now he's resurrected, we believe it. Now they could now receive the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost could work the new creation life in them. Hallelujah. So actually, the day you had an encounter with Christ, the day you stood and said, Lord, I am a sinner. Write my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I believe that God, God raised you from the dead, and I confess your lordship over my life. In the spirit realm, that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. They breathed that breath in you. So it's now in you. Hallelujah. Breathe the Holy Spirit. The indwelling Holy Spirit is in you as a believer. Hallelujah. The moment he entered in you, he constructed together a new creation. Are you getting me? Now that new creation, there's just too much around him. He's the one who, first of all, is in Christ. Hallelujah. His location is where? Christ is not just a person. Christ is a spiritual place. If any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creation. Behold, all things are passed away. Now all things are become. Ah, Jesus, help me now. Hallelujah. So right now, where are you? You are in Christ. And in Christ, you are a new man. And that new man is not condemned. The word Christ is, these are your spiritual realities. Hallelujah. They are your realities in the spirit realm. Now, everything outside could actually turn out to contradict that what? That truth. What has happened in the spirit is a truth, but your condition outside could be a fact. Hallelujah. Now, I'll teach you the law of I'll teach you some things around exchange. What really, really happened on the cross, the blessings and all that. Now, you see, the Bible says you are in the book of Ephesians that, you know, you are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So the new creation is in Christ. He is endowed with authority where? In Christ. He's the only one who can cast out a devil. Are you getting me? He's the only one who can exercise his authority in Christ. It's the new creation. If you don't catch that revelation, let's go back to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Let's go back there. I want that scripture to stick in you. Look at it. Look at it very keenly. Listen, the basis of God blessing you is not your tears, no. It's the new creation. Tears are from the realm of the emotions. It's in the soulish. The Lord is spiritual and he works in the... The Bible says he can be touched by the feeling of infirmities. But the Bible did not say he's moved by the feeling of infirmities. Hallelujah. He can be touched by it, but he may not move. God only deals with his word. Are you getting me? His word which has entered your spirit man. So listen, there he says, if any man be in Christ. And again, you don't need to doubt whether you're in Christ. Are you born again? And then you're in Christ. Hallelujah. And your new creation, it's either you are in Christ or you are not in Christ. If you're in Christ, you're a new creation. You don't need to again wonder, so how do I get to Christ? No. How do I become a new creation? You are already. Hallelujah. That's the reason why he's telling you, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creation. That's what the Bible is telling you. He says now, continue reading.
All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Look, the word behold there means see. Hallelujah. I told you visualization. Hallelujah. He says visualize. Visualize all things to be new. Are you getting me? Visualize all things to be what?
New.
And begin to confess them to be new. That's how you create it. This is how the new creation creates his realm. He visualizes the newness of life. The Bible says, walk in therefore now. The new creation, he says, walk in the newness of life. Are you getting me? That behold, all things have become new. So you see, while the devil is bringing negativity, while people are pumping all this negativity to your head, no, behold, all things are what?
New.
The new creation sees newness. He only sees what? Newness. He only sees what? Possibilities. He doesn't see defeat. Hallelujah. Why? He is in Christ. Let me show you something. When man fell, the sinful nature wired the soul to be very rebellious and the body to be corruptible. Are you getting me? So those two components actually constitute the flesh. Your body is literally your flesh, and the elements of your soul which are fleshy, selfish, everything, I. You want everything for yourself. Are you getting me? I am this, I am that, my this, my that. Listen, it was like that. So what happens is the new birth has taken place where? In the spirit. Hallelujah. Now that new birth must now, it's now, the mind of your spirit is new. Listen, there's no born again who is demon possessed, but a born again can be oppressed. Did you know that? He cannot be possessed, but can be oppressed and can be suppressed. So if you thought there's a demon in you, that's a joke. I'll teach you about manifestation. What about last time the man of God laid hands on me and I felt like this? Like, no, that's a joke. Joke. All the manifestations of spirit, all manifestations in the spirit realm appear the same. Whether a demon is the one leaving you, or whether an effect is leaving you, or whether what, it appears the same. If you don't sustain the integrity, intelligence of knowing what's happening, you are gone. You can mislead people. Hallelujah. Why now? In the born again, the new creation spirit, the Holy Ghost comes to take his abode there. Now two spirits cannot live in the same place. How can the Holy Spirit be in you and you're a temple of the Holy Spirit and then the devil also be there? Well, how does that work? How does that work? I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit says, ye are the temple of the Most High God. You get it? Yeah, that you're the Holy Spirit whom you have received from God, it dwells in you. Now, how can demons again be there? How does that work? Get it? So in the spirit, the Father loves the new creation. The Father blesses the what? New creation. Why? His spirit is in the new creation. The new creation has eternal life. The new creation is what will see what? Heaven. Are you getting me? It doesn't matter if you are not a new creation. It doesn't matter how religious you appear to be, how you try to behave. All that is rubbish. Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 3, John chapter 3. I show you a mystery before our time is quickly going out. I show you something. The Lord hears the cry of a new creation. Hallelujah. John chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, and there was a man of the Pharisees called who? Nicodemus. Eh? The same came to Jesus by what? By night. Eh? And says, Rabbi, surely thou art a man come from God. Eh? For no one can do these things that thou doest except God be with him. Hallelujah. Now look at it. This is another rabbi coming to Jesus. Hallelujah. A Pharisee, very religious. You need to know Pharisees fast 2 times in a week, and they pray 2 hours every day, 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening. This guy comes and sees Jesus and he's like, Kai, this guy has results, so it's true God is with this guy. Are you getting me? But I thought he's a religious guy. And then he comes to Jesus, he sneaks at night. Eh? See, eh? You see? And then he sneaks in the night, in the dark. Eh? And then he comes before Jesus. And then he tells him, Rabbi, surely we know. Not I know. We know, including my colleagues. Are you hearing me? We can pretend, we can confront you during daytime, but the truth is, all of us do what? We know that there's a difference between us and you. Are you hearing me? That there is a difference. We can pretend and put on these white things and be shouting holy, eh? And put on the small caps and say shalom and all these things. But the truth is,
we know
that you are what?
A
man sent from God. Hallelujah. Now Jesus looks at this fella and tells him what? Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be what?
Born again,
he cannot what? He cannot see the kingdom of God. There's no connection between him and the kingdom of God. He's not there. God does not interact with a fallen man. Are you getting me? The first step is accept that happens. Are you getting me? You can pretend, you can put on all these kilos of clothes on you, but the real truth is what? You are there. You can pretend and even read scriptures and stand on the platform. That's why I told you there are a lot of these guys in church. Are you hearing me? You can pretend all these things, but the truth is, you cannot see the kingdom of what? Ay, karasatabalia. I want to show you a code. I want to show you a code. Let's go. Let's read that scripture deeper. I want to show you a certain place in that scripture. There's a place. This is the mystery of open heavens. Listen. Let's begin to see. Let's see. The Bible says, let me read that whole scripture quickly. And Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again." Okay. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4. Nicodemus says unto him, "How can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter his mother's womb the second time?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of what?" The first time I told you, he cannot see. But the real truth is, this time he cannot do what? There's no hope. Hallelujah. There's just no hope. You pretend, give to the poor, and do, I give to the poor, I think I'm okay, I know me, I'll just behave. Says no. Born of water and of? And born of water, there again, is not baptism, eh? Who has ever given birth? What is the first thing that came out? So this one is born of water. But there's another one that must be born of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit must enter in and give birth to that one. Hallelujah. Eh? So he's saying that second one must take place. Are you getting me? He says, even he qualifies, he says, "Marvel not at what I say, you must be born again." He says, "The wind bloweth where it listeth. You can hear the sound, but cannot tell where it comes and where it goeth. So is it with everyone born of the Spirit." It's a mystery. You can just see his effects, but you cannot. You get it? And then, Nicodemus is blown. A religious man is confused here. Verse 9, the Bible says, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" Jesus said unto him, "Art thou not the master of Israel? Knowest thou not all things? Verily I say unto you, you guys speak what you know nothing about." See, you're talking things you don't have any experience about. You are talking things of new creation. You even don't know what their life looks like. Are you getting me? And then he says, "Verily I say unto you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive a witness." He says, "If I've told you things which take earthly, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things?" Hallelujah. Eh? He knew heavenly things. Glory to God. Eh? And then the next verse, the Bible says, "No man has ascended up to heaven, but he that descended from where? Even the Son of Man, which is where?" Which is where? Jesus is telling Nicodemus, "I am standing with you here. Physically, you can see me, but there's a part of me." Nicodemus could say, "Kai, are you mad? Are we not here with you? Which heaven are you in? Eh? Are you getting here?" But he's telling him, "No. Can't you see? Me, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." Hallelujah. This is the reason. This is what Paul knew when he says, "Our conversation are in heavenly places." Are you getting me? So the word of God comes to you from the God realm, and then it enters to that new creation who is in what? Christ. Who is in that spiritual location? That is you. You are there. You are there. Listen, it's just a realization. The Holy Ghost just needs to open your eyes and to see, and that's how you will just step into liberty, and everywhere you be, you will just know that the headquarters of God is here, is walking. Hallelujah. You're walking with the headquarters. You're taking, are you getting me? This is, listen, and any noise you make from that dimension, Kai, is that man in Christ. I've given you authority. All the promises of God are for the new creation in Christ. It's not for flesh, no. It's for the spiritual man who is in the spirit. That's the reason why the Bible begins to tell you now, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Because all those are spiritual truths. Now men who walk in the flesh are contradicting those, they are carnal believers. Are you getting me? They are believers who are carnal. All these are their realities, but they are still allowing themselves to be dictated by the wrong things. Are you getting me? Now, he says, do not conform to the standards of this world, nor be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What is the renewing of your mind? Renewing of your mind, the word of God does that. It is trying to align your thinking to your new truth. Hallelujah. James chapter, this should be our final scripture. James, let's go to James chapter 1. Kai, thank you, Holy Spirit of God. James chapter 1, verse 21, he says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word. The word engrafted there means planted. The planted word, which is able to do what? Save your souls. Your spirit is saved. Your soul is being saved. Your body is already bought, but not yet redeemed. That's the reason why it can still die. But there's something called a resurrection body. But your soul is undergoing transformation. It's beginning to be awakened to its new environment and get acquainted with me in Christ. Hallelujah. One more scripture and then we can seal this thing. Let's Ephesians chapter 4. You know, the Holy Spirit is really doing a lot of work here. You will not realize it, but you will be thankful. Chapter 4, verse 17, he says, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not like the Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds. Their minds. Because the mind needs to be renewed. It's where the stronghold is now. It's the one that is, it was wired by the old man. It's rejecting every new truth of the new creation. Are you getting me? He says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. He says, who being past feeling have given themselves to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness in greediness. He says, but ye have not so learned of God. If so be that ye have not so learned of Christ. If there's a learning, he says, if so be that ye have heard of him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Hallelujah. Now he says, verse 22, this is now your job, that ye put off concerning the former conversations of the old man. Are you getting me? And do what? You see, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, but be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the what? The what? The new man, which after God is created in what? righteousness and true holiness. Hallelujah. See, you have a responsibility. So every time a temptation comes, this is what you do. Let me show you what happens. There are two things you should never forget. One of it is that the old man is what? The old man, which was a vehicle of sin, which was a factory of sin, has been crucified. That now here is a new man that is in what? In control. Are you getting me? And this new man has the life of God. He has the Holy Spirit of God in him. Are you following me? That is your truth right now. There's no other truth you have apart from that. Are you getting me? Now, the devil is going to come, and sin is going to come and present itself here. You go and do this. Now, in that moment, what you do is simply you need to remember that the one upon which the one which was the factory of sin, the one sin has power over, is crucified. Hallelujah. It's a whole new man. This is the reason why people are born again, it's true, but they never ever entered the divine life because they never appreciated these truths. You must know it. He says, behold, see yourself as a new creation. See yourself as one who is having the life of God. I don't care where you are. Keep that thing until it becomes part of you. He's incorruptible. Hallelujah. He's what? He has authority. The power of God is in the new creation. And that new creation which you are. The trick of the devil is to make you, to convince you and show you nothing changed. Everything, no. The word of God is truth. It's not a lie. That means every other thing that tries to contradict the word of God is what? So there are things that are going to come, present themselves, and fight that revelation. First of all, God can hear you. And the presence of God is in you. He's in the new creation. I told you these are spiritual facts. You don't need to feel them. There's what is called the omnipresence of God right now is here, but there's what is called the manifested presence of God. The manifested presence of God is the presence of God which normally appears as power and all those kind of things. That one does not happen every time, but there's a presence of God in the new creation, which is the power, the life-giving faculty of the new creation. It's called the omnipresence. I will never leave you nor forsake you. It's ever there. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit of God who is in you, which was blown in you at salvation. The moment you say that, it happened. The Spirit of God came in you, and everything became new. So you must sustain that intelligence. Now, it's that you that has the ability to alter every single thing. Is the one who has authority to break curses. Is the one that has authority to change everything else. Are you following me? Please keep this revelation. The Lord just wanted you to have this. Are you following me? Just simply that. But you don't know. It's the reason where it's the secret where some of us, everything is hidden. It's where you want to know power. You cannot know power outside Christ, and you cannot know power apart from realizing that you're a new creation in Him. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. We're going to pray. Shalakaroski Edosha, Paraski Dos Maradia Likrahaya, Reko Shatai, Kodra Hasiaba. Please pray. Tell him, Father, I thank you for this knowledge. Tell him, I thank you. I appreciate who I am in you. Whatever people think of me outside you does not matter. Whatever is outside there does not matter, because that is not me. That one was crucified, is gone. The new me is in play. A new creation in Christ. A new creation in Christ. Behold, all things are new. Yeah, da da da. Is full of the Holy Ghost. The new creation is blessed. The Bible says he has been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Take that spiritual substance and begin to see yourself and confess it. Create your world. Manifest the new creation in you. The new creation in Christ is not defeated. It's not defeated. It's not defeated. It's not corruptible. Because Christ is his power. Christ is his light. Darkness may come, but he is the light that shines in darkness. And darkness cannot overcome it. Darkness tries to come to overcome it, but it can never overcome. Why it's full of light. God, I am full of light. I am full of light. I am full of light because I receive the life of Christ in me. I said I receive the life of Christ in me. It's swallowing everything. It's swallowing everything. It's swallowing everything. It's working on my body. It's working in my body. It's working in my soul. It's taking all over me. The new creation life. Karosiekai. Merepakaya. I am the headquarters now. I am the headquarters now. I am the headquarters now. Karosketai. 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 Lekalaba. I don't live by what I see. I don't live by what I see. I live by what I believe. The word of God is my truth. The word of God is my truth. These are my realities. These are my realities. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. What you say is what you get. What you say is what you get. What you say is what you get. This is how we create things. I am the light that shines in darkness. And the light shines in darkness. And darkness cannot overcome it. Darkness cannot overcome it. Darkness may come. It may come. But it cannot overcome it. Katabaya. Katabaya. Re. Le de 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 de. Ta sopata. Embrete kaya. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. My wealth is inside me. What is in my pocket does not define me. I am rich in Christ. Kadabadaba. Kadabadabada. 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 Letata. Koinonia, pray. What you say is what you get. What you say is what you get. What you say is what you get. I don't live by what I see. I live by what I believe. Thank you. are new. Behold a new creation. Behold a new creation. Behold a new creation. Behold a new creation. In the spirit realm, behold a new creation. That is who I am. Kados kapaya. Embrekatasia. Reketasia. Embrokotosia. Maras kopra. Rapata kapaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me. These are our revelations. Jesus said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail it. Are you getting me? That means that gate. He didn't say that the gates of hell will not come. No. They will come and try to prevail, but they will not prevail over it. Hallelujah. He says the light shines in darkness, and it shines in darkness. So darkness is not absent. Darkness is present. It's surrounded by darkness, but the light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot overcome it. Kai, this is the new creation, full of light. Unovercomable, unovercomable. This is us. This is our testimony. This is your testimony in your workplace, in your business place, in your family place. We are not weak people. No, we are not weak people. Kylie Kariasai. He says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. You must see these things as your truth. If you don't believe this, then if this is a joke, I don't know which other truth you want. Because this is the best of God. This is what happened. This is the reason why Jesus came to this earth, that we may show forth his glory. I want you to lay hands on your head and pray and say, Father, do something to my mind. Do something to the way I think. Kaposkapa, embeketa, letata. I see a new creation. I refuse. Katupreta, lepopoka, keskatai. I refuse to give my ear to anything negative. Maraskiata, lekata. It's called the good news. It was not called the bad news. The gospel is the good news. It's the good news. Shakataba, rekataba, emprakata, emprakata, emprakata. Holy Spirit of God, quicken minds, quicken minds, quicken minds. Shalaprahaya, rokapaya, rokapaya, sedetaka, enkratosia, resatiaka, ankatakata. Do something to the way I think. I refuse negativity. I refuse to negativity. I choose to be renewed in the spirit of my mind. Mabataya. Nay. Ta ta ta. Ba ta ta. Ba ta ta. Ka. Ke te te te. Rato kabasiya kabaya. Shala kabaya. Resa kalabaya. Let's hold our hands. Our time is fast spent. There's something I'm going to do. Let's just hold our hands. Who knows someone called Patience? His name is Patience. His name is littering in my spirit since morning. We need to pray for Patience. You? Who is your sister? Thank you. I think, yes, your sister. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover Patience by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we cover patience. Totally we preserve her. Lord, we stand as the wife of Christ with the same authority he has, the bride of Christ. Lord, we are married people. We are married to you. Your authority is our authority. And therefore we take authority and declare that the gates of hell shall not prevail over her. By the reason of consolate, Lord, we sanctify her. We declare that she is preserved from all danger. We honor you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You hold your hands. I want to pray for you. All of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare by the power of the Spirit of God that, Lord, these ones, your truth shall be embedded in their inner man, and that, Lord, the entrance of your word gives light. Now that your word has entered, Father, I pray that they may walk in the newness of life, that they may begin to regard themselves the way you regard them. Lord, the way men see us doesn't matter. The way we think of ourselves doesn't matter. But the truth is what you say about us. For Lord, you are the source of all truth. You are truth yourself. And Lord, if you tell us that we are new creations in Christ, in this glorious place called in Christ, this name is our place where we are untouchable, where no trouble can overcome us. We confess it. Yes, we confess it. It let our forces of creation know that we in Christ, we are past corruption. That just the same way in Adam, the rebellion of the sinful nature found expression in us. So let our blessings in Christ, of the new creation in Christ, freely flow through us. Lord, we don't need to make our minds to love. No, love is our nature. It's our new nature. It's our new nature. Every circumstance we find ourselves in, we know what to do. Lord, all this, these are your children. They are covered. Lord, I pray that your revelation will outgrow every single thing in them. That your planting will outgrow every weed. And that the working of the Lord in the spirit begins to ooze through the soul and begins to be made manifest even in their body, that by just a mere sight, a person looking at them physically can see the new creation through the transformed soul. Lord, we bless you, we honor you, we glorify you. I declare and decree your blessings, Lord, in Christ over their week. Over their week, all the blessings of God in Christ. I declare the protection of God. I declare the finger of heaven, the eyeballs of the Father roaming over you by night and by day, in your going out, in your coming in, all the buildings of the devil, every single thing that is a trap for you out there, at your workplace, at your business premises, in your school, whatsoever the devil puts forth to agitate you, you are covered from it by the blood of Jesus. You're covered by the power in the name of Jesus. And the life, the glorious life of God, which is in you, begins to ooze forth as a testimony to the glory of the name of the Father. We bless you, we honor you.